everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? This is a show all about you, and you get to call in, which I really look forward to after our big meditation. And let's see, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things. I wanted to talk about the process of ascension, or the process of becoming more and more conscious, which is essentially all we ever talk about, right? But let's get specific about a few things. The interview that I had on Tuesday was with Karen Ashley. She's running the Dowsers Conference this year. Dowsers are a group of people that are all over this country, all over the world, in fact, and they used to witch for water. But a lot of you know that it's expanded. Dowsing has expanded to every level of consciousness, every level of dimension. And a lot of you at home and out there in the workplace do pendling, or you work with, say, crystals, you do pendling, you do kinesiology, you do all kinds of things to find out what would maximize your ability to grow and change, transform, and empower yourself these days. And that's what dowsing really is, actually. It used to be a Y-shaped stick, and they would walk along land, and where the stick, if you were holding it right and conducting energies right, the stick itself would wobble and point down and in certain intensities where there was this stream of water, or where there is a well of water, or where there was access to water or minerals or whatever it is you're looking for. But nowadays, I even laugh and pendle with my tea bag when you pull your when you've got something hanging on a string and you ask it to show you yes, or you ask it to show you no, it will probably circle perhaps clockwise for yes and anti-clockwise for no, or maybe yours goes back and forth for yes and up and down for no. I don't know, because it's a personal consciousness rapport with some kind of object, which becomes your tool for recognizing what's going to, back to our first thing, empower you. As we talk about the increasing consciousness, and it's at a time when the frequencies are increasing as well, energy is moving faster, and I hear it's all over the universe. It's not just here in our universe or our galaxy or our solar system or in our backyard or wherever there's a vortex. It's not just there. It's all through the planets and how they move, and all through individuals, all through ourselves, all through our homes, all through our planet, all through whatever, name it. And then as the frequencies move up, remember the old Arcturian thing, change the energy, change the reality. As the frequencies move through you, and as you not only allow them to come through you, but sometimes amp up their presence by shifting your own body around and lightening the load so that the frequencies can pop through you, it's really amazing how much more you can conduct your reality. Like the great orchestra leader, eh? You can wave your arms and ta-da, I see beautiful color, I see harmony, I see and feel and experience laughter and fun. And, you know, that's kind of a mesmerizing thought, because we've got an election coming up, and a lot of us have been kind of, being positive and really expecting the greatest and seeing how light can unfold in through all of the systems. And the Book of Revelations, to me, is practically tattered from its overuse these days with the showing, the revealing of corruption in behind the scenes and some of the great sacred icons of our world. You know, whether it's the child abuse in the Vatican, or the Vatican's connection to the Bank of America, or Goldman Sachs, or the mortgage swindle, and countries falling to their knees and each one blaming someone else, the profit motive having been the greatest. I guess some people thought that profit was the most empowering frequency to absorb in and out of one's body, but it doesn't seem to work that way, because when it dissembles, it's not the highly charged energy that normal frequencies are, that universal frequencies are, that can actually lift you, health, body, mind, spirit, collective consciousness, and everything. So anyway, we're watching all of these great institutions of money collapse all around, and then we had the WikiLeaks, and we've got more of that kind of thing going on and on. So where things were hidden, they're really becoming almost shockingly, well, they are shockingly available for people to see the actual radiant corruption behind the scenes, whether it's an industry of food or helping poor nations. I saw a funny little thing on Facebook. I don't know how many of you saw this, but they had this big wheel showing, for example, how many maternity leave women got all over the world. So it started at the bottom. I don't remember which country was at the bottom. Well, I know which one had the least. Guess what? The richest country in the world, USA, had the least. And somebody sent a little thing around that I think we should all move to Canada because it was the most of all the countries that give maternity leave. And the bottom line there that was specified on some people's Facebook commentaries were, isn't it interesting that we don't care, in this country, we don't care about women and children, and we don't care about education, and we don't care about the quality of food. So there's something going on, and I feel schizophrenic sometimes because I really want to be positive, and I really want to grow and absorb and integrate all of these delicious frequencies that are coming in from all over the universe that can make us absolutely evolved and able to create our reality. But on the other hand, we get smacked over the head with the 2x4 of the daily news and the reality of all the exposure to corruption behind the scenes in this country and other countries. I'll just talk about this country. And so I sit and think about that. And what I understand from all my readings and from talking to my own guides, because I channel on a regular basis, that the most important thing, you and I already know this, and we've been reading this kind of information since before the Bhagavad Gita, right? That the big job is to go inside and to find and tap where you have wisdom and where you have divinity and I have divinity, where we can tap that rather than ride the currents or go ahead and really act out of some reactive force that we've got. So a lot of times what we're learning, and Radiance by Design is a show about you, as I say, but it's a show in which we're all practicing and learning how to raise our fields and frequencies so that what we include or attract in our world is coming from the higher knowledge, the higher frequency, and the greater wisdom that you and I have deep within ourselves. It's there. Our dharma is there. The dharma is the drive that pushes you into consciousness in this life and pushes your gifts up and out to be expressed in the world. And as a collective dharma, that's the journey that this whole our world community has, its own dharma. That's something that we're here to create. And we know that this is the time in history where that whole, the message of our collective dharma is shifting. We have big discussions about whether it's fast or slow. It's shifting to another paradigm, meaning the drives that we have, the comprehensions we have, the intelligence that's in the collective is shifting bit by bit by bit so that we can become a different kind of species, the kind that would be a win-win species, the kind that would tap heart, love, wisdom, nurturing, sharing, rapport with all that is, including Mother Earth, a rapport that means that she wins and we win and we all learn to grow and share together. All of that, that's supposed to be coming up during this time of the shift. Of course, I'm a little bit cheeky, and I say, well, if it takes 20,000 years for these great collective shifts to go on, that's a long time. I doubt very much if the shift is going to happen in a very, very, very short period of time, because most of the universal changes don't happen in a screech. Change gears. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do believe that we're experiencing, and maybe we have for already 5,000 years and longer, we are experiencing a huge vibrational shift that is literally coming up through us all. And as we already said, with the right kind of consciousness, meaning the kind of consciousness that holds open, trusts that divinity comes through, lets us sensitize ourselves so we truly experience the rising fields of frequency in our body-mind, that is contagious. That's just as contagious as a cold, and maybe even more so. And as we let it rise up through us, we're actually contributing to the consciousness of the collective, let alone our own. And as you do that, as most of you have experienced, you can get your own parking spot, you can get this and that. You know, as we deepen, drop into that wise well deep in the soul, and allow our consciousness to rise, drop out of our behavior that's based on a reactive thing, you notice that you can then manifest a lot more easily all around you, as if in the ambiance of your presence, there is much more possibility for manifesting. We know that already. I'm just trying to put the whole picture together here. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how are you doing on this process of bringing in and absorbing some of the, integrating actually some of these wonderful high frequencies. We keep hearing all kinds of astrologers and all kinds of people on BBS radio saying, oh, the energies were just wild, and the eclipses and the transits and the doodly-doos. And I'm going, yeah, but I think we have to learn to use them consciously. And I know that's what's being taught to us all the time. But we have to learn to use those consciously as waves or eddies or vortexes or however you want to explain it, of some of these tremendous gifts, universal gifts of changing consciousness that are coming through us and to us. So sometimes it looks like our life is pretty chaotic these days, because it probably is. Because even though I said it doesn't change screech to a halt every 26,000 years, I think that the rate of change is amping up. And we're trying to ride it or surf it or swallow it or absorb it or however you want to talk about it. And sometimes it means relationships come apart, jobs come apart, civilization changes its style and its techniques, and we just don't know where to go from here. So call in with what's going on in your world, and we'll see if with the guides and angels and your higher selves and my higher selves and your guides and angels, if we can't ease some of these challenges, if we can't ease some of the constrictions so that it makes it much, much softer for you to go through rapid changes. So get your questions ready, write them on paper, and let's all do our sacred geometric meditation together. Now remember, I love to do these meditations together, and I try to do one on every show. My reasoning is a good one, because you and I are in the same community right now. It's a vibrational community. You can feel my frequency, and I can feel yours. And isn't that wonderful? And we can absorb one another's consciously. Not just take on each other's bad moods, but let's get our frequencies moving together. So as we work on the field all together, boy, we're making a big difference. So I'm so glad you're listening, and I'm really glad you're going to share the meditation with me. I can feel your presence. So I'd like you to call in, close your eyes, unless you're dancing on a cliff or something. And that's it. Now call in the presence, the support of your higher self, spirit. Good. Now above your head, thank you for calling in. If you could just wait till we do the meditation, I'd love to chat with you. Thanks. So let's see, above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Most of you know this one. Then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine right into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball till about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. Gold is key here. And upside down, meeting it also point to point with its top point poking into the lower golden ball. A second four-sided pyramid. And when those two meet, they create an octahedron. Good. Now, inside of that octahedron, the eight-sided figure, create a crystal ball and look at its colors. Oh my gosh. I always find all these just amazingly sort of crystalline colors, all full spectrum. And inside of that crystal ball, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And now start to spin and spin and spin. Yeah, spin and spin and spin your star tetrahedron. Good. Whenever I spin in it, I get dizzy and I feel kind of high. Cheap too, isn't it? And look in front of you and you'll see some magical screens. And on those screens, we're going to create little movies. I love to create some little movies. The first movie is all about you and what is it you want to become. And I want to become consciously multidimensional and coming from the heart. You know, that flexibility that says you can shift dimensions at will. That's what I want. You think that's asking too much? What is it you want? And then see yourself becoming whatever it is you're trying to become. And I see myself being able to be this amazingly elevator-like being by choice. Because sometimes we want to be here, right? Sometimes we want to stay in the third dimension and be 3D. Anyway, wrap that in light when you feel you've accomplished it. And then we move into the second movie, which is about you creating a project that you want. It could be home and family, children. It could be books, movies, healing, anything you want to create on the planet. It's funny, I always want to do television, but now I'm sort of seeing media community, so I guess my television picture is shifting a little. Sometimes our visions and dreams do shift according to the influences that come. And then see all the resources coming to support your dream and your project. Whether it's people, places, money, laughter, all these resources come. And see all the pieces coming together. And you just can't believe it. Everything's worked so beautifully. Maybe you had a few glitches, but they all ironed out, didn't they? And now when it's done, woohoo, cheer a little bit and then see yourself attracting all the resources it takes to sustain your project, even through the tumultuous times on our planet. Okay. And then wrap that in light, move that over to the side. Now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. And remember that each of us has a lot of consciousness around us, which we call our guidance. And let's see a series of guides standing around a healing table. These are your healing guides. Good. And now we've got this beautiful healing table in our Galactic Healing Center. And you're the first one on that table, and I'm the first one on the table in my Galactic Healing Center. So let's jump up there. And maybe you've got an issue you want dealt with, a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever it is. And maybe you don't know. Maybe you want to ask your team to tell you what it is. Okay. Now, sometimes you want to pay attention to what they tell you because you might want to remember it. Okay. And see what they have to say and how they're going to help you. Okay. I'm asking them for some big, huge miracles. So what are you going to ask for? And then see what happens. They usually make you feel like they're doing a lot of energy. And wrap that in light. And move it over to the side because that'll keep stewing whilst we do the next person. And again, your team replicates itself around a fresh healing table because they're magical, aren't they? They're multidimensional and they can do it any way they like. And you bring somebody else in on your healing table. Okay. And now I have somebody coming in who, I guess I know this person. She's lonely. She tends to get very sickly. And all she wanted was a home and family and babies, and she's getting old enough now that she can have to give up that dream. Yeah. And it's hard for her, so she's coming in to lie on the table. And we're asking the team to speak with her a little bit. Good. And you will have somebody else on your table, I'm sure. So let's find out what the healing team suggests for your client here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, with my client, they're saying she has to give up a lot of her resistances. She's resisting, for example, she's resisting what is her dharma. She wants what she wants, but she's holding against life because she doesn't feel she can live until she gets what she wants. Do you see what a conundrum that is? It's very subtle, but it's trapping her fields at a very deep level. They say she's going to be a stunning healer, which is often what happens when you trip over yourself and have to break open. That's often where the healer emerges. Becomes a multidimensional character, right? Anyway, we're doing a little, watching them do a little energy on her, and I'm also joining in and doing a little energy and asking for the presence of her higher self to become stronger and more vital in her world. And they've literally pulled something out of her belly and her forehead where her determination has been deleterious. Is that the right word? Yeah. That's it. So they're going to wrap that in light and move it over to the left, and she will be loved and keep working there. And now we're bringing in someone else who's, I think we'll bring in this old, I've got three people here, but I think we'll bring in the older woman who's very much out of breath. She's had a lot of loss in her life, and she really feels like there's nowhere for her to go, that she's old, and that's that. And we're just laughing because the team is showing that she has a terrific amount of wisdom to share, but it's almost like she has to pull a cork out of herself. So who's on your table? When you call in, you can tell me. But they're pulling all kinds of, and I'm asking for higher and higher realms to join them as they do this, but they're pulling these corks. It's metaphorical, as you know, but they're pulling these corks out of her thinking. And instead of her, there she goes, yeah. Funny, it's all of a sudden her face, the vibration around her hair and everything is just perked up. And they're pulling limits off her as if they're little corks. Off her, mostly off her brain, her throat, her solar plexus, and the belly area, which we know houses all that leftover thoughts and feelings and all that leftover influence. Good. Now wrap her in light. Or whomever you're working with, wrap them in light. And now we're going to bring in the, let's bring in the whole election thing. How about that? On our table, we have the entire crew, all the beings that are involved in the power restructuring that we call the election in the U.S. That's it. And we've got them all on the table together. Oh, my goodness. They don't look like they like each other too much, but never mind. So our healing team is very magical, as I already said. And what they're doing is sending a lot of this amazing light in and around each person. They're sending it up through the perineum, which is interesting. The perineum is that part of the flesh that's between the, you know, at the bottom of the torso, between the legs. There's a flat piece of flesh there. And that is a nugget point. When you can get your energy focused in the perineum, many times the way you've patterned your energy moves. And so we're seeing them put this pink light up to the perineum of all these different beings, the art of being able to deepen them, to transform them, to have them feel the compassion and the support of all of life. And how everything that we do has a multidimensional impact. That's right. And that's what we're sending on this. This is what we're going to send to the whole political thing. And I'm asking for, again, higher and higher realms to reach these beings, the kind of realms that represent their soul's journey. There it is. And then the Dharma of these realms meeting the Dharma of our third dimensional self. Good. And now we're going to have that light really amp up through all of these beings that they can feel loved and supported, generous, kind, self-loving, consciously inspired and inspiring. How's that? Now we're going to wrap that all in light and let that stew. And in the meantime, we're going to call in from the highest levels that amazing light of harmony, which is pink. It's got some fuchsia and orange, and it's very, very radiant. It's coming in through the top of our heads, down into our hearts, and out through our arms and our hands. And we're going to run it all over the world and just pat it in all the places that are having difficulties. Can you just see it? To help people, to make people feel so much more harmony, laughter, love, and safety. Remember, it's the wisdom of being without reaction that allows the light, the wisdom to come up through us, allows us to reach out and attract higher frequency support, allows us to learn to create our reality together, not just alone, but we need to create it in community now with win-win and love, and run that light round and round and round the planet again, and then have it beam off the earth so that it's such a big atmosphere of this harmonizing light that it touches those ETs that might be wanting to join us. Good. And have that light move round and round the planet, come back into your hands, your arms, into your heart. Fill your heart. Move back up through your neck and head, out into the great central sun. And now let's close off the Galactic Healing Center, and I want you to pop into your star tetrahedron and spin, 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 spin. Good. And then pop back in here with me. And we already have a caller. I hope you're still on hold after all that 15 minutes. Are you still there?
That was so wonderful, Veronica. Thank you.
Ah, well, thank you for waiting. I'm just glad you joined us.
Oh, yeah. Really cool. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. I was going to call you Kim, but I wasn't sure. I'll tell you what, you have a lot more of that pink harmonizing light than you used to.
Yeah, I'm doing the work, I think.
You are, girl. Good for you.
Yep, I really, really am.
Good, so how's it going?
Yeah, hanging in. So I heard part of your introduction about feeling kind of schizophrenic about this stuff, and so I wanted to say two things. Okay. So I teach art.
Well, you do? I don't think I knew that, or at least I haven't heard it for a while.
Yeah, you knew I was an art professor. I think I told you one time.
Probably.
But, okay, so I teach art. So I'm an artist, but I teach art. So I did a memory drawing exercise with 26 students in the morning, and the memory drawing and the exercise, the same picture, memory drawing, same picture, 1:30 in the afternoon. Well, 26... Okay, at 9 o'clock in the morning, it was 30 minutes, and they're like four or five of them still weren't finished. Then at 1:30, after like 20 minutes, they were all finished, and they were sitting there waiting. And I'm like, okay, guys, you're all done, so since you're done, we got to get them up and talk about them. And the thing, you know what I'm getting ready to say, obviously, I really believe that those energetic tracks that were laid in the morning in the same physical space, right, all those 26 students that did it correctly, right, you take an image and you show it to them and then you hide it and they have to draw it. Okay, so that's the assignment. I think that what happened was those tracks were well laid after 9:30, and the 1:30 group really had it easier because energetically the work was done for them.
I believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't the same class, eh? It was a different class.
No, completely different class.
But was it in the same environment?
It was the same room, yeah.
Yeah, I really think you're absolutely right, but that is the magic of paying attention to frequencies, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really wonderful.
It's the morphogenic field, Bob reminded me.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool, interesting? Huh? I mean, but it's the same thing as, like, if you go into an antique store, you can tell so much about the people that sat at that chair before, or the very, you know, it's the same thing. There is that they've created the pattern, as you put it. Yeah.
It's sort of, well, it's the 100 monkey, right? It's, and so my 100 monkey thing is still very, very, I mean, Veronica, I am so optimistic. I'm so optimistic. And what I'm still trying to discover it for myself, okay? But I've come to the conclusion that the third, fourth, and fifth dimension are going to exist simultaneously, more or less, and that what you focus on expands. So therefore, the fifth dimensional people that are hanging out with us, we're going to be in the fifth dimension. And then the fourth people, they're going to be in the fourth. And the third people, they're going to be in the third. And it's all going to be kind of simultaneously. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but isn't that already happening?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you were going through a list of everything that you were, you know, that you were really concerned about. And
trying not to be, right?
What I was really struck by is to think about having... That's all their karma and their dharma and our boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, I can look at my life and I can say, oh, yeah, I have to have compassion and forgiveness for Charlie, whatever. And, you know, that's part of my path. And then so if we look at a broader, even we look at it broader, in a broader way, we all have this free will and this, there's only one of us. I believe that there's only one of us here. I believe in the oneness thing. But... I also kind of believe that there are these, that we do indeed have soul clusters, and there are indeed kind of a certain, almost a hierarchy, but I don't want to use that word, where there are these, you know, spiritual giants. Like, you and I are both spiritual giants, but we're not exactly the same being. You know, we are at one level, but not at this level. And so, therefore, we both have free will, and including our spirits have free will. So, whatever decision we make. I don't know what I'm going to get at, except for I kind of boycott the news because I'm not real sure about...
Every now and then I try to get caught up, you know, just to see what's going on, because I'm pretty ignorant a lot of the time. But I want to say this back to the morphogenic field. I want to say I believe in oneness too, but then that gets to be paradoxical. So rather than go too far into that part, I really believe that divinity... Each of us is a portal for the expression of divinity.
Yeah.
Right? And just expression of experience and all these different expressions. I think that that's valuable. But I do think the whole, the oneness, beams and moves into a different consciousness when you alone or a number of us alone... Actually, and I will get with your call in a few minutes, thank you, but where you alone or I alone or a number of us alone drop in to that deeper non-reactive wisdom and let the Dharma run up through us and feel the love, I think we're really setting the field, you know this already, we're setting the field consciously. So everybody around us can draw from the humor and the love and the possibility, no matter what kind of trite's going on in the planet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely believe that. Okay, and two more things real fast, Veronica. So somebody used an analogy with me a long time ago to kind of fit. You know, you put a light bulb in a room, and a small light bulb, and you kind of see some stuff, some dirt, and you think, okay, got to clean up. Then you put a larger light bulb, and you realize, oh, wow, right? Okay, so you move. Then you realize you got to move the couch. So you move the couch and you sweep up underneath the couch. You clean it out, but you don't sit there then and decide, "Oh, I'm going to keep this garbage." You know what I mean? You throw it away.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I think all this stuff is being brought to the light, only to kind of rise again, And a couple intuitives, and it wasn't you, but a couple other people said it seems to them about that the whole thing about 2012 is that the darkness is finally starting to eat its tail. In other words, negativity isn't going to be able to feed off positivity anymore. Negativity is going to fold in and of itself and just kind of, you know, just kind of eat this thing. Okay, so then the other thing I was going to say is there are people, intuitives I listen to a lot, interested in a lot, that we are, that this, what they're starting to say or think about, right, we are basically kind of becoming superhuman beings, you know, like Superman, Batman, whatever. What, you know?
Yeah, I believe that, but maybe not Superman and Batman, but I do believe we're becoming.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If we get in charge
right.
of ourselves, we can be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe that. Okay, and then the other thing I want, do you know about healing with the masters? The whole concept of healing with the masters where there's like a person who takes all these people on and interviews them, all this, like online?
No, I don't know. I think I've heard something about it.
Okay, so maybe I'll send you one. Well, anyway, this is what I'm going to share with you because of the whole thing about TV. Somebody sent me something, and I know who it is, and I don't have to say who it is, but she said she was invited to do a web television seminar. And it was going to be like a kind of that format. Like it was going to be a multiple guest across multiple weeks, and she was going to be interviewed, and she called it web TV. So in other words, like she's going to be on this thing for free, and then somebody's going to interview her for free, and then we're going to turn into the web, and we're going to watch it on YouTube kind of format, right? Only it could
right.
be live, and then it could be recorded. And the reason I thought of you about that, because you were talking about how, you know, that you realized that you were really kind of concerned about your television persona. And I thought, if you could figure out a way to get over that, you know what I mean? Like something like that web TV thing, it might be an option for you. And I'll see what I can do, and maybe I'll email you a couple links to see if you could, you know, think about those two kinds of things with respect to your own kind
of. Oh, you're wonderful. I have thought of that, but I appreciate your feedback. But I have somebody else waiting, so I thank you for that. And you know, I just want to say today I threw it in that I wanted to be in that television community, which I see as coming through the web as well. But we'll talk about that another time, Kim.
Okay. Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks, honey. Blessings to you.
Yeah, have a blessed evening.
You too. And that's pretty interesting because that's not only for me, that's going on out there. There's a lot of movement going on in consciousness coming out of the free stuff, I guess you could say. Now, you're on the air. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, hello there, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Sorry.
How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
You're looking good. Did you get your job?
No, but I'm calling about that. Still, I'm feeling good, but I still haven't found the work yet.
Are you writing, Lisa?
I did all day today, actually. I've created creating a reality show and creating a pitch and all of these things that go along with it, a press kit and whatnot, and sending it out to a bunch of networks and producers that I know.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I'll tell you why I asked you that, because there's a light in you that's very bubbling right now, and it's really moving fast, like whatever your creativity is that you're into right now is transforming you, and that's something that's important for people to think about, too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I get that sense.
Yeah, it's like the wheels turning in you, and the frequencies are going up, so I think that you're a good example. If we had a little video running through the ethers right now, see, we could use you as the poster child.
Oh, good.
What else do you have to say? We want to bless your outreach and your press kit and all that. That's great.
Yes, I would love it if you could maybe just give me a sense of if this particular project is going to move forward, or do you see any of my projects moving forward anytime soon?
I do, actually. What I see is this project has got a little distance to go first, but it looks like it's getting attention, and there's some pretty demand. There's some pretty intense conversation about it. Fairly, so I'd say a few weeks, And then over here on the right side, I'm seeing it as like legs. So one, this one is going in the left direction, forward and left. And the other one is an older one that's been sort of out there, and it's been moving slowly. But
yeah,
I think it's also getting attention.
it's getting
new attention, Lisa.
Oh, good, because I've been working on that for at least 9 months now.
Well, let's throw light on that, too. Just keep throwing it in the double tetrahedron or the star tetrahedron and just absolutely bathe it in light, because there's somebody who's kind of, somebody who's a curmudgeon, I would say, who is just beginning to turn around and give it some thought.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know if you're going to get two at a time, but you've got two of them perking. How about that?
Okay. Is there anything I need to do in order to, is there anything I need to do? I'm very proactive right now.
Yeah, I think you need to keep writing, and the reason for that is as you do that, and this is relevant to everybody at home, whilst you're doing your writing, creating, visualizing, and so on, your frequencies keep moving up. And I go, that's the way to attract. You know the whole thing, like if somebody writes a book, and that person has a very high frequency, it doesn't matter who publishes the book, it'll always have that high frequency in it. And so there's a real attractor in you that's coming up really a lot lately, and I think I would, when in doubt, get in there and write.
Got you.
Are you also an artist? Because there's a lot of picture stuff around it.
I consider myself an artist, but not necessarily a painter, even though I've been drawing a few things lately. But, I write, I dance, I act.
Oh, okay, because I'm seeing the other parts. Like I said, write, because it lifts your frequency, but that's not all. So you've just told me the other things. Movement. Being creative for you is the greatest way to entice people to pay attention to your press packet. Now, that doesn't mean doing cartwheels on somebody's desk. It means going home and doing your thing, or going to your office wherever you go, because it really lifts your fields and frequency and makes you very enticing.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I think the one that you're just sending out now is probably going to be picked up first, but the other one's going to be picked up as well, but not at the same time.
Oh, good. Do you see money in there, Veronica? I'd love to have some money coming in soon.
Yeah, I think you've got money coming. I don't know how it works, Lisa, but it seems like somebody pays you a sum to get started on something. Has that ever happened for you
exactly
before?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Oh, okay. That's what I see coming. And pretty soon, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on the right track.
You are on the right track, girl. You got a part coming up, too. You're an actor, too, right? Because I see you on a stage pretty soon for a small part, but I think it's good.
Oh, really? That'd be great.
Everything you do to be creative is going to stand you in better and better stead these days.
Good, because I've been waiting or preparing, let's say, for a while.
Well, you got a beautiful guide right behind you. She's just sort of bonking you on the head, saying, come on, keep going.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, honey. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm going to let you know when all this breaks.
Oh, are you kidding? You better.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, we have another caller. See you soon, Lisa.
Bye, then.
Bye, honey. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I don't know what happened. I can't get you on the Internet or my phone.
Well, honey, the whole station dropped out.
That's what I thought.
You're very powerful. Either that or you and I talking together are really powerful, one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tell you something. When I was looking at you, I wanted to say, now, Diane, you have a lot of different color in you right now. Right now you have a lot more blue communication color. And I had chided you before about controlling your throat in a way. And I was I was going to talk about you having accrued some communication ability, and the whole thing dropped out. Isn't that perfect? That is synchronicity. I love that. Anyway, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. So did you hear what I asked you about? I was just asking you about what was going on with me, if, you know, like energetically, because it's been affecting me very powerfully ever since, you know, we talked Sunday. And like I'm just sleeping really hard and I'm dreaming or going somewhere. And then this morning when I woke up, it was like I had been having a dream, but I could not remember or think. It was kind of like I just went to the universe, okay, I'm just trusting you to get me through the day because right now my brain is just not even working. But it felt like.
Well, we unhooked your intelligence. You don't mind, do you?
No. It's always good to have a blank mind.
This is the zen of working. Well, what I want to say is something is clearing from, you're clearing a lot of stuff and you're absorbing higher frequency energy. So what's clearing is very much a part of your, it's way down in the subconscious. It's down around the pelvic and lower areas. It's not black or dark like abuse. It's just like old clouds of stuff coming. And your ability to communicate, as I said before, is opening. This blue light is coming up over at the right, on the left. It's just like there's so much, not confusion, there's a release coming from a deep, deep well level. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I was talking about how when we let go of all reactions, and I know you've done a lot of this, we have the ability to drop into such a depth of knowing and all of that, and it's like that the clouds that cover that are myriad, aren't they? And you're dumping some amazing things right now.
Yeah.
And it should make you happier. It doesn't look like really depressed energy. It just looks a little bit disorienting. How's that?
Yeah. And then I think that I discovered, you know, how to tap into the grief we were talking about, which I think it's just like the feeling that the feeling or experiences of having lost myself.
Yeah, okay. Lost, you mean disconnected from source or just being swallowed up by the collective?
Yeah, like from my authentic self, my real being. And
yeah.
You said it was a grief that I brought in down to the bone and that it was a grief over loss of consciousness from another
existence.
Life
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's clearing.
I'm trying to think. Oh, good. Because I've been asking for help, and I've been, you know, trying to say, well, so how do I bring this up and clear this, you know, without having, you know, an experience to jar me into it? And today I really thought, I think it's the tapping into the grief of, you know, forgetting who I was.
Yeah, isn't that something? Well, you know, I think you're remarkable, and you're saying, how do I? And I'm going, just know it. Once we allow it, it's amazing how things start to rise. But I have to tell you also, you're having some amazing help, and it's like acupuncture in the sense that you're being prodded with some of these new frequencies that are very much higher. And as you dislodge this, for example, grief, then it has a place to go, but there's a tumultuousness in there. That's all, I think. It doesn't look terribly sad.
Well,
it just looks like a lot.
That actually makes sense. I think that's where the little things like, you know, I was at the grocery store and I knocked over like a shelf full of stuff and, you know, just little glitches in life, you know.
Yeah.
Not anything upsetting or anything.
But it's little groundings that are gone. Your groundings are gone, and you're normally a very grounded kind of girl, right?
Okay. I think I've learned how to do that, yeah. And I'm an earth sign, of course, and everything. But I know, you know, for many years, every time I'd have a reading, it was like, well, you need to ground yourself. You need to ground yourself.
Well, I think that you're compared to, you have the earth, which is really wonderful. Compared to a lot of people, it seems that these days anyway, it's easier for you to ground than some people. So that could be just practice. But I feel like you've kind of lost your grounding because of, you know, all of this. So, but it's good. It's good. You're really evolving fast, girl.
Yay. Yay for that.
Is there anything else? I think we're going to be knocked off the air, although they already did that once. You think they'd give us a little respite here, hey?
I know. No, that was, I just thought I'd check in with you and see what you could tell me about, you know, this weird week. I've just been so tired in the mornings and had a hard time waking up. That always is like, there's a shift going on for me when that's happening. So
yeah, it sort of drags your whole consciousness down, it seems, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you're fine. You're doing really well.
And I'm feeling good.
You should be getting kind of, not giddy, but you know how sometimes when it clears, then you get this really kind of, not ditzy, but you know, a little higher frequency, and it sometimes takes us a while to learn to ground
lighter.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be hitting soon, and then you're going to be just new level of expanded Diane, who's already pretty expanded, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think I'm really got like a hook into that authentic self stuff, and I'm building, you know, finding. I start going, well, what other things can I do that empower me? You know, looking at it from that perspective, that's not a perspective I had before.
Oh, great. Well, I think it's just very, very interesting, very exciting. And I'm going to have to go here, but I praise you for calling back in. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you for being there.
All
right.
Lots of love to you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, now Tuesday nights we're doing Paradigm Shifters, which are people making a difference on the planet. And I started talking about dowsing, which is just the art of awakening to your rapport with energy on every level. I won't get into the whole thing, but the Dowsers Conference is being featured on Paradigm Shifters over the next few weeks. And I'm not really sure who's coming on. It might be Gladys McCoy, whose husband has made his transition, but his healing technique and her healing techniques with dowsing are very multidimensional and have huge healing impacts. So it could be Gladys McCoy, and it could also be Betty Epstein, who's very, very good with hypnotherapy and dowsing and all that. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, or if you're on my mailing list, you're going to hear exactly what it's about, because we'll have already done the preparation for it by then. So thank you so much for listening tonight, and blessings to Jackie on her trip, and we'll catch you all Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, or 7 o'clock Thursday night on Radiance by Design. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for growing so much and expanding the frequency in our community. Much love. My website is Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's no H in Entwistle, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Feedback on these shows is very welcome. Suggestions of guests is also welcome. Take a deep breath. Send out love to each and every one of you. Good night. Again, thank you.